Yippee! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to work on the long U sound. I love it. Can't wait for it. I just need you to remember that this activity is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your crayon or your pencil, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it, even if you think I'm going too fast for you. It will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. Let's get started. Find your pencil and write your name at the top of your paper. And be sure to write neatly so we can read your name. And when you have finished writing your name, you may put your pencil down. We are going to do some coloring first. So like I said, we're working on the long U vowel sound today. You might remember that short U says Well, U has another sound. It has the long sound. And this is what it says. Ready? U. It says its name, U. Now, long U can maybe be a tiny bit tricky for some people because it can also say this sound, oo. So you can have U or oo, and they're both considered long U. We're going to practice both of them today so that we can get good at this. Let's begin. At the top of your paper, you'll see a picture, and I'm going to sound out a word, and I want you to find the matching picture. Ready? Cube. 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 Do you see an ice cube or more than one? Me too. Look at the big glass of water on the table. There's a big glass and a smaller glass. How many cubes are in the big glass? One, two, three. Let's color those a light blue color. Can you find a light blue crayon and color those cubes light blue? Cube has the long U and it makes this sound. U. Cube. Cube. It might sound like we're saying Q, but I promise you we're not. We're saying cube. And it's just the sound of U. That's what we're saying. U. Cube. It has the long U. Now, look at the smaller glass. How many ice cubes are in the smaller glass? One, two. Let's color both of those. One, two. We're coloring these the light blue color, and we're coloring these because they have the long U sound. Long U says U. That's it. Long U says U. Yes, U. And U. And U. Long U says U. All right. I have finished coloring all of my ice cubes. There were three in the big glass. They're light blue now. And two in the small glass. Take 3 more seconds and then put down your blue crayon. 3, 2, 1. All right, I want you to look for something in the picture that is this word. Cute. 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 Yes, cute. What in that picture is cute, boys and girls? Yes, it's the baby. Look at that adorable baby. It only has 3 little hairs coming out of the top of its head. Let's color the baby's, let's see. Let's color the baby's teddy bear, because that's cute too. Let's color the baby's teddy bear brown. Find a brown crayon and color the teddy bear brown. Boys and girls, cute has the long U sound also. When you sound it out, you should be able to hear this sound. U. And U and U and U. Ready? Cute. Did you hear me say U? I did. Cute. Yep. Cute has the long U sound just like cube. just like cube. Now, cube and cute only have three sounds. Cube. They only have three sounds, but I need you to know that when you write it or you read it, the word cute or cube, there's actually four letters. There are actually four letters. There's a letter that you cannot hear. You might already know it. We're going to keep talking about it. Just give me a minute. Okay, I have finished coloring the cute bear. I'm going to put down my brown crayon. You take four more seconds. Four, three, two, one. Finished or not? All right, let's color the baby's pacifier. That's what he has in his mouth. Let's color it blue. So do you know what letter comes at the end of those words, cube and cute, that doesn't make a sound? If you said E, you are right. Some people call it bossy E because it's so bossy that it tells the U, hey, make your U sound, make your long U sound. Don't say Say U and U and U and U. Boys and girls, I finished coloring my pacifier. I'm going to put down my blue crayon. Take one more second. One, zero. Ha! All right, put down your blue crayon. The baby's also holding a bottle. Let's color the bottle green. Find some kind of a green crayon and color the bottle green. Sometimes when people have an E at the end of a word, instead of saying it's a bossy E, sometimes they call it soup. Because it tells the U, hey, make the long U sound. Say U and U and U and U and U. Some people call it magical E because it tells the U, hey, make your long U sound. U, U, U and U. Some people just call it silent E. It doesn't matter what you want to call it. We just have to remember it's there. I'm finished with the bottle, so I put down my green crayon. Take two more seconds. Two, one. All right, look for this in the picture. Ready? Mute. 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 Yes, mute. Do you see it? The TV has the mute button on. Do you see it on the TV? That means there's no sound coming out. You have that on your remote control. You don't have to raise your hand because maybe you're in a center by yourself, but do you know what the mute button is? Have you used the mute button? Let's color the TV. Let's color it something fancy. Let's do red. Let's have a red TV, how about? Yeah? I love it. Let's do red. Okay, color the TV red. So mute has our long U sound. Remember, long U says its name, U. N-U, N-U, N-U. So when we sound it out, you should be able to hear me say U. Ready? Mute, mute. Yep, we can hear it. Mute has the long U vowel sound. And even though it only has three sounds, mute, three sounds, when you read it or write it, it's going to have that E at the end. It's going to have that bossy E or that super E or that magical E. But it's silent. It doesn't make a sound. And it tells that U, hey, make your long vowel sound. Say your name. Say your name. Say you, you, you. Now, mute and cute kind of end the same way. Don't you think so? Mute, cute. They what? Mute, cute. Yes, they rhyme. Now, I colored the outside of my TV red. And I'm also going to color the mute button, the mute symbol, red as well. So we have mute and cute. They rhyme. And we also have cube. So maybe the baby pushed the mute button. There's a baby with a teddy bear. The baby is so cute. Maybe I push the mute button. Maybe sometimes if you have a baby in your house, you want to push the mute button if they cry. That's a little joke. That's just a joke. It's not supposed to hurt anyone's feelings. Boys and girls, I have finished coloring my TV and the mute symbol red. I'm going to give you 5 more seconds because I know it was kind of a big TV. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right, here's one more item I'm going to sound out. Ready? T-oob. T-oob. Tube. Do you see the tube of toothpaste on the floor? Do you think the baby did that? The cute baby? I don't know. That tube of toothpaste is on the ground. Let's color that tube of toothpaste purple. Yep, let's do purple. Boys and girls, tube has the long U sound that I kind of talked about in the beginning. It doesn't actually say U and U and U and U. It says ooh, but it's still considered the long U sound. It still means it's long U. T-oob. So when you hear ooh, it's okay. Don't panic. It's still a long U vowel sound. Long U can say U or oo. That's just something that you'll have to practice, and we'll keep practicing too. We'll keep practicing it. So I have a tube of toothpaste, and it is purple. Maybe it's grape flavored. Yum! I would love that. All right. Does tube rhyme with mute? Do they end the same way? Tube, b, mute, t. No, they don't end the same way, so they do not rhyme. Okay, I have finished coloring my purple tube of toothpaste. I wonder if the baby ate some. Oh, no. Oh, no. Put down your purple crayon in 3, 2, 1. All right, find your pencil. We're going to do a little bit of writing at the bottom. Look at number 1. You're going to see a row of pictures. I'm going to tell you the picture name, sound it out for you, and you tell me and circle it if you hear the long U sound. Remember, it can sound like this, U or oo. Here we go. Number 1. Bug. B-ug. Mm-mm. That's the short sound. That says uh. We're listening for U or ooh, so leave that bug alone. The next picture shows a tube. It's a science tube. T-oob. Yes, that's just like our tube of toothpaste. It's just a different kind of tube. So circle that because it says ooh in the middle. That's long U. Move over. That shows a tune. T-oon. There's that ooh sound again. That works, right? That's long U. Circle the tune, the music tune. The next picture shows a bus. B-us. Nope, leave it alone. The next picture is a mule. Mule. Yes, that has the long U. You can hear me say U. Mule. And our last picture shows it's pointing to a bun on the lady's head. Bun. No. So check. You should have circled the tube, the science tube, the tune with the music symbols, and the mule. Let's try number 2. It's a word. I see the U has a circle around it and the E has a circle around it. That's that silent E. It's bossy, it's magical, it's super. It makes the U say the long sound. So we say cute, cute. Will you trace the circle around the U and trace the circle around the E? And then Let's write it here. We have C. What goes in our space? U, T, and then what do we put? E, cute. Cute. Now move over. Let's write it again. C, U, T, and don't forget your E, cute. Number three. I see that E, so we know it's going to make the long U sound. Let's try it. Tube, tube. No, it's going to be the other long U sound. Ooh, t-ube. Trace the U, the circle around the U, t, and trace the circle around the E. Tube. Now we have T, space, B. What do you think we should write in the space? Ute, oob. And then after the B, we should have E. All right, let's write tube on our own. T, t, t. T, ooh, is a U, b, 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 and we need E. You should have T, U, B, E, tube. All right, number four, we have to write the word. It's a mule. Let's write the word. M, U, O, L. So I have M, U, L, and I need E. Perfect. M, U, L, E, mule. And number five shows cube. K, k is a C, not a K. C, k, U, b, b, b. So now, right now, I have C-U-B. That's cub. What do I need to make it say cube? Yes, I need that bossy E so that it will make the U say the long U sound. Now, remember, long U has two sounds. It can say U or ooh. And boys and girls, we did it. You rock, I roll. Together, we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.